Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I think my favorite holiday is Halloween. It's my favorite, yeah. That's a good holiday because you don't have to celebrate that one with your family. You know? You never hear, what are you doing for Halloween? I gotta fly back east and go trick-or-treating with my parents. Oh, that sucks. Yeah, they got a divorce, so I gotta bring two different costumes this year.
October 30th, 2025. And yes, we did play that clip already once. The people who help us find those clips, gotta have a talk with them.
If we knew who they were.
I know the main guy who runs it.
Oh, you do?
His name is Stefan.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't forget a name like Stefan.
You sure don't.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. And then it's funny, even funnier, that they gave us like the remix that had like an extra like 6 seconds on the end of it.
Oh, how weird.
Because last time we did it, didn't hear the two costume joke.
Oh.
It's yeah, like great.
You're right.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So Laurel emailed me and she wanted me to phone scam her husband, Danny. Danny does not listen to this station or the show, and he works at a farm that happens to have a pumpkin patch. So I am calling Danny as somebody who recently made a purchase of a pumpkin at said patch, and I am loving it. I love my pumpkin so much that I want to go back and buy all of the brothers and sisters of the pumpkin that grew on the same vine.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Danny.
Danny, hi. I'm not sure if you remember me or not. My name's Raul, and I bought a pumpkin.
Not specifically, but, you know, we got a lot of people coming in this time of year.
Oh, okay, it was an orange one.
Yeah, that's pretty normal.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I just wanted to basically call, though, and say how much I'm really loving my pumpkin.
Well, we're glad to hear that.
Yeah, it's easily the best pumpkin I've ever, not just purchased, I've probably ever seen. He's beautiful. He's big. He's round. He's like a perfect round.
Appreciate that. Is there anything else I could do for you, sir?
Yeah, actually. So my pumpkin is so great, like we've already established. I would like to buy more of his kinfolk. Can I do that? Can I purchase all of the pumpkins that grew on his vine? I want them all. I want all the brothers and all the sisters. If you can trace it all the way back to the parents, you of course bet your ass I'll take them.
So you're thinking that if they shared a vine, they're some kind of family?
Well, duh. Yeah. I just discovered this. I'm sure you knew it. I'm sure that, you know, some of them have been picked, but whatever's left, I would love to take. All of them. As many brothers and sisters as he's got. Because he looks lonely. Like, when I first got him, I got him right here. And when I first put him up, he looked real, real good. Now he's starting to look a little sad. He's starting to look, a little depressed, honestly. And I think if I reunited him with his family, surrounded him with pumpkins that he's familiar with. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I mean, you know what I mean. Like, you know what I mean? If you've ever been far away from your family, it's sad.
Yeah, yeah. I can sympathize with that. You're saying this pumpkin of yours was big and orange?
Yeah.
You know what? I know exactly where that pumpkin came from.
Oh my God. That's such a relief. You hear that? He knows. He's got it. Okay, how many brothers and sisters are left if I come down today?
Oh, well, just in that section alone, I'd say 20 or 30.
20 or 30?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Some nice big ones, too. And, you know, remember, you're paying by the pound. But,
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tell you what, I'm going to bring out a couple of wagons for you.
Uh-huh.
And I'll even help you. I'll help you pick them, and I'll help you carry them back to your car.
Oh, my God, that's great. And you're sure that they're going to be the brothers and sisters of mine?
Absolutely.
How can you be so sure of that?
Well, we checked the size and shape of the original pumpkin.
So you're saying I got to bring Peter with me? I call him that because Peter Pumpkin Eater.
I'll take a look at the stem, and I'll check the shape, and I'll just match that to...
Okay, so make sure I get a picture of the stem. You don't want me to bring him? I'm just going to bring him.
Okay, just make sure he's marked in some way that I know that I don't double charge you for him.
I'll draw a little P on the bottom, and he'll be you won't get confused. He'll be the only pumpkin in a baby carriage.
You got a baby carriage?
Yeah, that's how I, because he gets heavy. I don't want to carry him all the time, but yeah. Okay, so then we'll come down today, and don't pick them yet, okay? Because I want to make sure that I see them all on the right vine first, okay?
You know, I just want to make sure you are over 18.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm over 60.
You're an adult.
Yes.
Caretakers or people that are watching after you?
Not in a while.
You make your own choices, huh?
I make my own choices.
Okay, why don't you come on down here then?
Okay, great. All right, I can't wait. And what was your name again? Danny?
Yes, sir.
Danny, I'm excited. Oh, you're gonna as soon as you see Peter, you're gonna be like, oh my God, yes, I remember you. Thank you so much, Danny. Let me tell you one more thing before I get going. None of this has been real. This is a prank phone call called a phone scam on a morning radio show called The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. Your wife, Laurel, is the one who emailed me and asked me to do this.
Laurel, I know you guys.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, it's getting real scary here at the Odyssey building. We call it the Ridge. Because we're fighting with each other. And it all has to do with Halloween and Halloween decorations. Let me explain the backstory for what's happening. If I sound upset, it's because I am.
You're upset.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
wow.
I am.
You shouldn't be.
As you hear this, by the way, call or text 916-909-1065 to weigh in on this. Somebody brought in old Halloween decorations. They're big, not big, but I mean, they're medium sized. One,
like for your yard.
Yeah. Or indoor use too. Yeah. They're like moving like little animatronic things that light up. Okay.
And they're in their original packaging.
In the original packaging. Now, the packaging's a little old, but they're in their original packaging. Somebody even took the time to print signs that said, these are free, help yourself. Taped it to the box. We, as a trio, are leaving the studio. This happened yesterday. And we're walking toward the kitchen. We're almost all at the kitchen. Katie stops to chitty chat with somebody.
Hold back. Be more accurate. With who?
Bill.
Who is a?
Manager, but right. This was not work related.
What was
you
it?
You just wanted to chitty chat
no,
with Bill.
He had to tell me something.
Okay. Kevin and I then walk into the kitchen and we immediately see these big Halloween decorations that are up for grabs on the kitchen island. And we go, wow. We both go, wow. I point at the bird and I go, I'm taking that one. Kevin, what did you do? And say it honestly.
I was going to take the other one, but I really had to go to the bathroom that time because my stomach was hurting. And I told Gavin, hey, don't let anyone take this.
Now you're lying.
Check the cameras. I said, hang on. I really have to go to the bathroom.
You did
hold
not,
this for me.
You did not and, say hold this for
and
me.
And guess what this little bitch did,
what
Katie?
He do? I know
he
what he did.
He didn't
tell
hold
him.
It for me.
Nope,
you
he did that.
You didn't do any of that.
Yes, my stomach hurt.
You saw the free items and you went, oh, with me. And then you hightailed it to the bathroom. You never gave me instructions.
I had a stomachache.
He should even have to.
Yeah, and he took the better one too.
Here's another thing.
Snooze you lose, you dumb bitch.
Oh. I never saw that they said had a sign on them that said that we could take them.
Yeah, I thought it was
we are decorating in the building for our Halloween party. I assumed that they were decorations for said Halloween party. The fact that you knew that there were two, both available for free, and you didn't look at me,
right,
and say, hey, did you want one of these?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt your very busy meeting with the manager.
Okay, you can say it like that. It doesn't change the fact that we were talking about work. So, no matter how stanky you try to say it.
That's why I didn't want to interrupt.
Well,
because it was a very serious work conversation.
Okay, how about after?
Right.
He responded.
No.
He did not tell me to hold one, but he responded.
And said
what?
Which
made me think he was going to take one too.
So then you knew he wanted
right.
one.
Oh, I knew he wanted one, but I thought he's going to get it when he comes back from the
Here's
bathroom.
The thing.
I didn't think there was going to be a mad rush on these
Me
decorations.
Neither.
You're a bad friend.
Right.
You're false.
Didn't think about
didn't
us
think
at
about
all.
Didn't think about us at all. Never one time.
Wow.
Saw something for free.
Right.
Saw, picked it up for yourself, mm-hmm. left the other one, threw it to the wolves, the werewolves.
What a bitch.
What
nope,
a bitch.
Nope, nope. Text in or call 916-909-1065. Who's at fault in this situation?
And never came back when he came back with it into the studio.
Didn't even say, guys, look what I got.
Never said, like, guys, don't forget to go out there and get
right.
the other one. Kevin, you know what else he didn't say? Kevin, did you get the owl?
Right.
Because you saw he didn't have it in here.
I didn't have time for any of that. Mm. When I walked into the studio, you guys immediately were like, oh,
no,
or
it
you
was
know,
sitting
you were
in here for a while. And I said, are we putting that out? And you go, hold on, we'll talk about this. And then we didn't for like 45 minutes.
I am not responsible for you two.
Wow.
Not A, for Kevin.
Wow.
B, and Johnny on the spot. B, for Katie. Getting her head in the game.
Your we head. Are all
the
family
idea that
here.
You didn't think I would want something
right.
that was free,
you
Halloween a, related free.
What are you going to do with
you
it?
You don't even know me anymore.
What are you going to do
Put
with it?
Put it in the yard.
Put it in what yard?
My front yard.
Right.
The new yard?
Yeah.
Where there's new Halloween rules? I don't know what the rules are
you
at your house.
You could have asked.
Last I heard, you had to rethink your whole do we even decorate stance on stuff?
Oh, okay.
And I heard that I was allowed to, but it's modest.
Okay.
And I have to baby step into this. That's not a baby step. An animatronic black owl that Kevin desperately wanted.
I feel like we're missing the point here. If it was me or Katie that saw free stuff, we would have just took all of it
yep.
up for grabs if we're on the wake-up call first.
Yes.
And then what we don't want... we'll put it back.
Text Kevin, message so coming right. into 909-1065. Gavin is not wrong. If Kevin didn't ask, Gavin is good. You didn't ask. You ran right to the bathroom. You had bathroom blindness.
Wow.
You weren't thinking straight
attacking
because you were about
my
to poop
IBS
yourself.
Now?
Wow. I'll attack your IBS.
He's attacking IBS and didn't get
the
us
IBS
elementronics.
IBS is attacking you. Gavin's attacking you.
Although maybe say, quote, Katie, did you see any
right.
of this? She was talking to one of our managers, the manager's manager.
What? I'm sorry that I had to have a conversation with him.
I'm saying
next
I didn't want to interrupt
him. Scream in his face, Bill, shut up.
Right. There's Halloween decor out there. Table this. Put it in an email.
Right.
Other corporate terms that people say.
Shut him into his office. Shut the door.
Yes,
lock
yes.
it. And then just mouth to him, I'll be right back.
Be like, ow, there's an owl.
I
think that's a great plan. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 PM. It's the wake up call.
We have a question for you. Are Halloween decorations too scary? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And we're bringing this up because the New York Times has an article that asks that question and explores the history of our pop culture and where we're at today. And it asks that question. It's got a lot of people thinking. And we want to know your opinions. 909-1065. Before we get into that, around the room, what do you guys think?
1,000% yes.
Yeah,
you think
yes?
Both of you?
Yep. Yes.
Yep. And I've been seeing like an upward tick of real scary,
making it like yeah, terrifying
and,
to walk.
And
by.
I was. It's funny. I was literally just thinking this the other day. Like, we're taking it too far for a holiday for kids. Like, let us not forget the real core of what Halloween is. It's for little kids to dress in costumes and go get candy.
Do we still think that that's all that it is?
Yeah.
You don't think that it's way more than that now at this point with how many billions of dollars it makes for bar crawls and
all of
casino
that is true.
Parties?
All
and
of that is true. But if you took that away, really the focus is, I mean, even without taking it away, the focus is little kids and candy.
Trick or treating.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I agree with you on that part of it. I'll take it even a step further, and I don't even understand why I see so many adults walking around on Halloween trick-or-treating with their kids drunk. Like, I find that gross. Like,
I feel like these
gross.
Are two different topics.
Well, but it's adults trying to make it theirs. It's adults trying to make it for them. Text messages coming into 909-1065. By the way, keep the text messages coming. You can call us too. They're not scary enough. That's kind of the consensus so far.
What?
Yes.
Have you seen the big Skeletor at night?
Skelly.
There's like a 12-foot werewolf by my house.
So I feel like the New York Times article that asked this question should have done two different things. Because is it scarier now? Yes, I agree with you. It is scarier now. When I was in high school, My friend and I got too old to trick or treat. We poured ourselves into decorating my yard for Halloween. And we loved on Halloween night to scare people. Okay. And we built a gallows.
Okay.
And I pretended to be like a dummy hanging with a noose, and the candy was at my feet. And when kids would come up to get the candy, I would like shake and scream and stuff like that. And then he would run out of a bush and scare some kids too.
No.
Okay? I would be
like effing furious.
I got yelled at by so many people because that was deemed way too scary.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If you want to be scary, make sure that everybody around you knows that going in so they can make the choice if they want to or not. When I'm in a situation where my kids are scared, like somebody scares my kids because they think it's funny.
Right.
I want to fight. I literally want to fist fight somebody.
What if it's just like a dummy just sitting on a chair next to the candy?
And then what does the dummy do?
Jumps.
No.
That's fun. No,
my kids are allowed to dress like a zombie cheerleader and a witch and not be frightened when they go door-to-door trick-or-treating. It's like there's something about it that's like taking that opportunity away from them that I really, really don't like. Also, I know you like being scared.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody likes being scared.
Right.
So if you do like being scared, you can go to the places that are scary. And for everybody else, you could just go door to door and have a normal children's Halloween.
Okay, so couldn't the same be said for a scary yard display that doesn't have anybody to jump out?
Yes.
Okay, so then what's the problem then? Like, I guess because people are walking by. I mean, I will say that there is a house that is on my street right next to an elementary school, and part of the decoration is a severed pig's head hanging from a hook from the tree.
See, that's too much.
But the kids love it, though. The
all
kids
of them, every
love
one
it.
Of them?
All the ones that I know. And, like, they all, like, they're, like, morbidly, like, obsessed with it, and they walk around. Zoe tried to touch it the other day. Like, they just stare at it. Kind of like what it felt like when you would walk down the horror movie aisle back when we had movie rental houses.
Okay,
you know, and you would stare at the boxes and the posters and stuff.
But if you wanted to, you could just not go down that aisle. And it really bothers me that, like, first of all, it bothers me that people want to be so scary for Halloween. When I used to have my Halloween party, it was family friendly. So everybody that came,
right,
like it was a requirement. You have to keep that in mind.
Right, right.
Don't show up dripping in blood or whatever, because this is meant to be fun for kids too.
Right.
And if kids are scared, that's not fun. I hate that. I hate it.
I agree with that if they're too scared. So, okay. So then what do we do? Because people are, the text messages have shifted. Now, this one, too scary. My kids told me last year that they didn't even want to trick-or-treat anymore. That's sad.
It is sad. And it's also
okay,
like,
so what do we do about this then?
Also, here's the thing. It's something that's like really unnecessary.
Like, I mean, it is kind of fun to make a spooky house.
Okay, but can you not make a spooky house without like a severed pig head?
You can.
Okay.
My house doesn't have anything gory. I think my house is spooky, but it doesn't have anything gory.
And so is it fun?
Yes.
Then there you go. You just
I say it
your
is.
Own question.
Okay. So if it's something that would get you a PG-13 rating in a movie, is that okay?
I'm not sure I understand what that would mean. Like would the severed pig head be PG-13?
Probably.
Okay, then I say no.
So PG.
Kinda.
Wow.
I just don't think that we need to be scary and gory, like, in your front yard. Like, think about that. Imagine we change that to PG-13, but in a sexual way.
What is PG-13 sexual?
Okay, so like, imagine that people like
just like a topless girl with side boob in the yard.
Or like,
I'm on board with that.
A bunch of girls or like women with sexy, sexy bodies in bikinis on your front yard.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
No, I know you are. But wouldn't that seem so weird? Wouldn't you be like, where?
Well, yeah, because we don't have a holiday for that one yet.
Okay.
Yet, who knows how the Trump presidency is going to end?
Wow, that's going to make you a MAGA so fast.
Guys, it's TNA day. keep your text messages coming in to 909-1065.
1065, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Squirrels. Oh. They might seem cute and adorable.
Yeah.
Turns out they are not. Kevin has the terrifying details of this story.
Yeah, these squirrels are turning carnivorous. And a study was done at UC Davis.
Ever heard of it?
Yeah, and they are saying squirrels are eating these vermins called voles.
Y'all like little mice?
Yeah, and what? They have pictures of it if you want to see it. It's kind of gruesome. Text in, it was, what was it?
Was it meat?
Yes, meat. M-E-A-T to 916-909-1065.
M-E-A-T to 909-1065. Squirrels have turned to meat eaters.
What is happening?
I don't know, but they're dangerous and they always attack people.
But
they
not
attack people?
They attacked me sometime.
Okay.
They attacked my brother.
Okay.
My friend Sharon.
Okay. So we're going back to when you believe that you were attacked by a squirrel at Sac State because you had a Subway sandwich.
Yeah. And turns out they're carnivorous. They could have eaten me.
How do you feel about this, Katie?
I feel like just give them a little ham sandwich.
What?
And they'll be fine.
You think we should be encouraging the meat eating?
Sure. Yeah, it's good for you. High protein.
I mean, if they have a high protein diet, then we're going to have ripped carnivorous squirrels.
Okay, we liked squirrels because they only ate acorns? I don't think so.
Is there anything cuter than that? Picture a squirrel with puffed out cheeks filled with acorns.
Okay.
Adorable.
Right.
Now it's filled with dead meat.
Okay, I don't like that part of it. That's why I'm saying let's give them just a little ham and cheese.
No. You're part of the problem
here,
Katie.
I swear, I'm not.
These animals,
say, okay,
no.
If we give them a little snicky snack,
they're going to want more.
Right, Kevin?
Jerky.
They're like, this ham sandwich is good. Let me go find the next person that has it.
Okay, right. Then go find another ham sandwich. You
and
know
then
they're not going to eat
what happens
mice.
If they run out of ham sandwiches? They're going to go for human meat.
Have you seen the pictures? Text in me.
Here, let me show you.
Show
look
her.
At that vole. He's dead.
That's horrible.
Right.
That is a squirrel ripping the throat out of a
right.
mouse.
Kevin.
Ham sandwich, bitch.
Right.
Okay. Instead of that. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Everything's going crazy.
I've dropped everything. I've dropped all my things. Okay. Instead of them eating that poor tiny mouse, imagine a tiny sandwich.
He really hung up on the sandwich part of
it. But have you thought of it? Okay, it's on its back legs. It's got its little hands, right?
Uh-huh.
And the bread is squirrel size. It's not a human-sized bread. We make the bread small for them.
Okay.
And then we make teeny tiny sandwiches for them.
I mean, I do love that.
Okay.
I love it. Maybe while we're at it, give them a little bowl of soup to dip it in.
Oh, my God. They'd love it.
They would love it because the squirrels perpetually look like they're ready for fall weather.
They do.
Okay. But until we do that, until we develop a system, that makes, until we make a system where we make tiny sandwiches and tiny bowls of soup for squirrels, we can't live like this. Kevin, is something happening that's making squirrels carnivorous?
I don't know. I didn't read it all the way.
Oh my God.
I got it right here.
Okay.
It suggests that what was considered a gravious species actually is an opportunist omnivore.
So they've
always
been.
You don't know what that means.
They've always been omnivores, bitch. And then now, because of, I don't know, the society.
The girls are making you lash out.
They have to switch from a herbivore diet to an omnivorous, which means they eat both vegetables and meat.
So squirrels have always been meat eaters?
Yes. Carnivorous summer vacations.
What?
They do it between the winter and the summer. That's what their habits are.
Oh, okay. All right.
Jeez.
I hate all of this.
Me too.
The only thing that I've liked from this is making tiny sandwiches for squirrels.
Okay. So there is some good to come out of this.
Well, until we do that, though, it's all bad.
Right.
It's all bad. Squirrels, listen. We know you're listening.
Right.
All right?
They listen. They stream. They listen on their Alexas.
You just have to keep eating nuts. Okay? Just little acorns, because that's how we love you. Animals need to stay in their lane. And I am sorry if this is coming across like I am hateful, okay? But you can't live like this. We can't live like this.
But there is a solution.
Tiny sandwiches, tiny bowls of soup. Can we add anything to this?
I mean, they need little spoons.
Right.
What are they going to just drink it out of the bowl? They're not savages.
I mean, I picture them dipping their little sandwiches
in
their soup.
How do they carry their sandwiches around in their cheeks?
Well, yes.
Oh my God, what if they had a little bag?
Yeah, filled with a little plastic Tupperware thing just for sandwiches, for squirrel sized sandwiches.
And they walk in and they go, "No vole for me."
I packed today.
Yeah, no. I brought my own.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. And she's not scared, even though we're close to Halloween, on Are You Smarter Than Katie? That's right, and we're looking for caller 17, and caller 17 is Edgar. Ooh, spooky.
Is it?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Edgar. Five questions dealing with news and pop culture, and Katie's leaving the studio now. Jackpot's only $40. But that's fine. It's still a lot of fun to play. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Question one. Speaking of Halloween, President Trump scared the hell out of the world last night by texting very late that he instructed the Pentagon to start testing nuclear weapons again and do it immediately. This is the first time we've done it in 33 years, and the first time any nation has done it since 1996. Cool. A nuclear bomb gets its energy by doing what?
By a reaction from the inside of the bomb.
Okay. Question two. What kind of reaction? Reaction from what? Be more specific.
The nuclear matter inside the atomic bomb.
Okay, question two. People have themed weddings all the time, and there was a Lord of the Rings themed wedding in New Zealand in the Hobbit Shire where they filmed. The couple had their ceremony interrupted in the best way possible because Elijah Wood showed up to say congrats. Who did Elijah Wood play in those movies?
Frodo Baggins.
Question three, dictionary.com has declared what their word of 2025 is. You might want to cover your ears when I say what it is, because it's 6-7.
Oh my God.
The brain rot slang used by kids started on YouTube, and it has no real meaning, actually. But dictionary.com says that the word of the year is a time capsule. What was last year's word of the year? Was it demure? Brat Summer or micro influencer?
What was the first one?
Demure.
Let's go with demure.
Okay, question four. Tom Cruise starred in the movie Minority Report with Colin Farrell, and Farrell told a story recently about how Tom Cruise kicked him off set. The reason was because he showed up hungover after celebrating his birthday the night before, and after 30 takes, over 30 takes, Tom Cruise said that they just had to stop. Colin Farrell has won several awards for playing what Batman villain?
The Penguin.
Question five, Peloton's getting into the Halloween spirit by having classes available that are led by trainers pretending to be camp counselors biking around Crystal Lake and chased by Jason from Friday the 13th. That's fun. If you bike at 12 miles per hour and you bike for 45 minutes, how far have you gone?
9 miles.
All righty, bring Katie back in here. And Edgar, what do you do for a living?
I am actually a security and safety manager for American Job Corps in Sacramento.
What? Oh. That's fun. Is there a lot of safety concerns that we don't know about?
No, not a lot. You know, we help the kids from 16 to 24 years of age. So it's a younger group of young adults that we're keeping safe and secure.
That's great.
So.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing what you do. That's great. All right. I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All righty. Question one. President Trump kind of sent a very alarming text message late last night as he said he instructed the Pentagon to start testing nuclear weapons again and to do it immediately.
Did you say this was via text?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the
There's not a form or something?
This is the first time we've done it in 33 years. So in most of our lifetimes.
And I can't even get access to stuff on our computer without sending a ticket to engineering.
Yeah.
Like, surely this can't be something that's done via text.
I don't know. I'm not sure. One of the Peace Prize. Anyway, a nuclear bomb gets its energy by doing what?
By doing what?
Yes.
Atoms? The atoms are... I don't know.
You know what? I will accept that.
She got the atoms.
She said
right,
the word yeah. atom. It's from splitting an atom. That's where the energy comes from.
Okay.
Question two. People have themed weddings all the time, and somebody stole the idea for your wedding. It's Lord of the Ring themed, and they right. did it in New Zealand in the Hobbit Shire. So you have to come up with something else now.
Okay. Wow. D-Lo's going to be really disappointed.
The couple had their ceremony interrupted in the best way possible because Elijah Wood showed up to say congrats.
Stop. Yeah. Bless him.
Who did Elijah Wood play in those movies?
A Frodo.
Frodo. That's right. Question three. Dictionary.com has declared the word of 2025 and it's 6-7.
Funny.
The brain rot slang used by kids started on YouTube. It has no real meaning, but Dictionary.com says that the word of the year is meant to act as a time capsule for like where we are in pop culture. That being said, what was last year's word of the year? Was it demure?
Okay.
Was it Brat Summer? Or was it micro influencer?
I'm sure it was demure.
It was demure.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why are we so mad about 6-7 as adults?
Very annoying.
It is.
What? Why?
Because the kids scream it when it's...
Have you ever had a kid scream it at you?
No.
6-7.
It's not in her life. That's why she doesn't get
it. So it's like, oh, okay, you got me.
Right.
I mean, I saw
it's
a video
awful.
Of people of at In-N-Out, and the next order coming up was number 67. And the whole restaurant erupted in cheering. And I thought, well, that seems fun.
I hate you.
What? It just doesn't... It feels like us grown-ups are being like...
Text in to 916-909-1065 and explain to Katie why 6-7 is awful.
Right.
Question four. Tom Cruise was in the movie Minority Report with Colin Farrell, and Colin Farrell told a story about how Tom Cruise kicked him off set.
Oh, my God.
The reason was because Colin Farrell showed up hungover to set after celebrating his birthday the night before, and after over 30 takes... Tom Cruise said, we have to stop.
How hungover was he?
I think he struggled with substance abuse for a long time, so probably pretty bad.
Okay.
Cruise said, Colin Farrell has won several awards for playing what Batman villain?
The Penguin.
Wow! I didn't think you were going to get that. Yeah.
I mean, that's the only...
That show is
so good. I've never seen it.
You should watch it. If you if you like The Sopranos, it's exactly like The Sopranos. It's really good. Question five, Peloton's getting into the Halloween spirit by offering classes. They're available right now where the trainers are pretending to be camp counselors and you're biking around Crystal Lake and you're chased by Jason from Friday the 13th.
That is fun.
That is fun. If you bike at 12 miles an hour for 45 minutes, how far have you gone?
What? Nah. You're going 12 miles an hour.
Oh, boy. It's been a while since I've done
one. I knew this was gonna.
For 45 minutes, 12 miles an hour.
For 45 minutes.
But what is the question?
If you bike at 12 miles
an hour.
An hour.
Yes.
For 45 minutes.
So not even an hour.
That's right.
Then how fast did you go?
How far
have
you gone?
How far did you go?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why'd you put this question?
Right. You're an a-hole.
That's mean.
Kevin, what's the answer?
It is 9 miles.
It is 9 miles.
You convert the...
Don't you dare.
All righty.
Okay, you don't want to learn.
Edgar, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How many of the teenagers that you work with scream 6-7?
You know what? They're actually pretty good kids. I haven't heard one single one.
Oh, but wow. That's great. That's great. All the Katie, go through our text messages.
Yeah, they all say 6-7 is annoying.
I understand. So funny. If you're a teacher, I can see why 6-7 would be annoying, but...
As a fourth grade teacher, it's even worse. You can't say the numbers 6 or 7 without having half the class yell. Okay. Anyway, final score. You both got 4. It's a tie.
Oh, it's a tie.
Wow. All right. We're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Edgar, what is it you want to tell us?
Today, I'm just as smart as Katie.
Yes, you are. Thanks so much,
man.
Realizing
that kids, like, they can't even count from 6 to 7 in class is actually kind of funny trolling.
Okay. 106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
Did you guys carve pumpkins yet?
No.
Yes.
You did? Kevin did?
My future mother-in-law brought the younger girls to the pumpkin patch, got a whole bunch of pumpkins.
Which pumpkin patch?
I can't remember.
Oh.
And she even got pumpkins for them to bring to their dad's house, which is very sweet.
Yeah.
And I told the 11-year-old, do not carve this. Do not carve this, because if you do, now granted, this was 2 weekends ago.
Oh.
It will not last you until Halloween.
It's something you got to do the week of.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It will. Don't do it.
Get those weird flies.
Right. She said, I won't.
Okay.
Then, week later, I go to pick them up at their dad's house. Sure as hell, if one of those pumpkins wasn't carved, and I was so pissed.
And was it all mushy already or no? Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, here's something that might help.
Okay.
It's too late for that pumpkin, but just remember this. Turns out we've been doing it wrong.
Okay.
When you carve a pumpkin, everybody knows you make an incision around the stem, remove the stem, and then you gut it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you start carving. According to experts on this, you can get more length out of a carved pumpkin if you do it the other way.
And
if
carve out the bottom?
Carve out the bottom and not the stem.
What are you saying? Yeah. Uh-huh.
He
Everybody
know.
Knows that.
You don't know that.
I carve from the bottom.
You do not.
It's so much easier.
It says it'll last longer. It's because the stem of your pumpkin contains almost all of the nutrients required to keep the pumpkin healthy. Kind of, it's the umbilical cord of the pumpkin.
Oh, yeah.
It makes sense. And when the stem is left on, even though it's not on the vine anymore, it still holds some of that and it pulls until everything's out. So, it helps seal the pumpkin, slow down rotting if you just cut the bottom out. And if you think about it, that actually is a smarter way to do it. lowering the candle down into the
always
pumpkin.
Difficult.
It hurts.
Burns your hand.
Right. You're either going to burn your hand or then you got a chevy lighter in there. So why not just pick the pumpkin up, put the candle on the base of the pumpkin that you've carved, light it, and then lower it on top of it. It's so, like,
in the year of our Lord.
I know.
2025.
I know.
The fact that this is just getting to us.
I know.
And did you guys know if you put...
Oh, here we go again with the pumpkin carving expert.
I pumpkin par carve a lot. Okay.
Do you?
You can either dip it in some type of like vinegar or something if you want, but I don't like that. I like rubbing like you know, what's that thing you put on your lips? It's like jelly, like petroleum jelly.
Okay, yeah.
You could put that around the cuts, like where you carved it, and it won't mold as fast. And it looks glistening.
How long
have you known that?
I started pumpkin carving 3 years ago. You? And then I learned all the tips and tricks.
And so for 3 years you've been sitting on this?
I didn't know you guys pumpkin carve like that.
I didn't know you were a gatekeeper.
Yeah, well, I didn't know you hate us.
I do it competitively too.
Oh, you're such a liar.
Liar.
The Giant Pumpkin Festival at Elk Grove Park every year.
Really? When was it? Is it coming up?
It always happens the first week of October.
Really? We missed it? You went and competed? And
I didn't compete this year, bitch.
Okay, why? But you went?
Ran out of petroleum jelly, pervert.
You pervert.
What?
Too busy hollowing out bottoms?
Yeah, Diddy.
Wow. Kevin, you know what? You're one of two things.
Yes.
And neither are good. Huh? You're either an absolute liar or you hide and keep so much good material,
Gavin,
from this show.
Look at me. Can't it be both?
Wow. Okay. I'm never telling you guys tips and tricks.
No, don't. No, we love it.
No, don't be so bad.
So there you go. Carve out the bottom of your pumpkin, and it'll make it last so much longer. We wish we could have given you this information at the beginning of the month.
Yeah,
but,
sorry.
But we didn't know because our pumpkin carving expert just kept his carved mouth shut.
Yeah.
Too much petroleum jelly all around the cuts. But right now, we're going to take a quick break and play some sponsors of the podcast. So please hang out and enjoy the rest of the show. Lots of funny stuff coming up. And thank you to these sponsors that keep this podcast free.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
106.5
The End. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
I'm calling Cody. He works at a carpet cleaning service, and I'm calling him to tell him that I need his services immediately, quickly, because I have dropped an entire bucket of real blood on my carpet.
God.
Because it's part of my Halloween decor, Katie.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Cody, how may I help you?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Cody.
Hi, Cody. This is Raul Labrador, and I'm calling because I need a cleaning kind of urgently.
Yes, sir. Okay.
I was putting up my Halloween decorations, and I made a huge mess all over my carpet. So I would like somebody to come out, and it's a lot. I'd like somebody to come out as soon as possible before it like really sets in.
Okay, yeah, sure. We can definitely take care of that. Can you describe the mess a little bit to me?
Sure. So, like I said, I was putting up my Halloween decorations, and it just kind of slipped right out of my hand, and I dropped my whole bucket of blood. And it went, like, all over my carpet.
No, my carpet's not white or anything like that, but it's not dark. You know, it's kind of like a beige color.
Yeah, sure. Well, that sounds like a big mess. Based off that description, you're probably going to need our steam service package.
Okay.
It works great for that kind of mess. The good thing about fake blood is that it's mostly cornstarch. So that cleans up actually pretty well.
Can I stop you first? What was your name again?
My name's Cody.
Cody, I just want to go back and correct something. It was not fake blood. It's not cornstarch. This was a bucket of real blood.
So when you say real blood, now we talking. So what do you mean by that exactly? Real blood?
Inside of most living things is blood. Yeah, so I had a bucket of that.
This was animal blood, I assume.
Yeah,
so
it was animal blood. Yeah, no, I'm not a monster.
All right. wow, real blood. You know, I don't know if we have a cleaning service for your issue here.
Well, I mean, your website said that you get rid of blood.
For like small little spots of blood. I mean, we're not talking like murder scene amounts of blood. Why were you using real blood?
Well, it's spooky season.
Where did you get real blood?
You can get it from any kind of slaughterhouse. This is cow blood. But I think they'll give you pig blood. They'll give you whatever animal that they butcher at the slaughterhouse. They'll give you the blood. You got to pay for it usually, but I got a hookup.
Uh-huh.
You know, my neighbor, he goes all out. And what I wanted to do this year was go even more all out. All outer.
Sure. Sorry, I'm just a little... I've never really heard of someone doing this with... real blood. It's kind of
well, to be fair, the blood, it was a buy one get one, so I got the blood for free because I got a cow's head. Does that make sense?
Oh my gosh.
See,
no.
It's spooky. Right, spooky.
Oh my goodness.
Can you save the judgment and just tell me when you can come over and clean my carpet?
How big was the bucket?
It was like a 5 gallon bucket.
Oh my gosh. 5 gallons of cow blood?
Yeah, all over my carpet. It's on there right now. And frankly, it stinks too. Like, so can you come over or not?
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but I'm going to have to talk to my supervisor about this matter. I don't know if this falls under our cleaning services. I'm going to have to talk to someone and get back to you. If you'd like, you can give me your number and your email. I'm just a little taken aback right now.
All right. No, it's fine. I'll send you an email. I'll give you my address too. You'll know which house is mine because it's the one with the cow's head on a spike outside. Okay.
So you're really gonna go through with that.
Well, that's already out.
Okay. I'm gonna have to talk to my supervisor, but I'll tell him to get back to you as soon as he can.
Okay. My phone number is 766-1065. That's the number directly to the radio station because you're on a phone scam right now. It's a prank phone call called a phone scam, and my name's actually Gavin, and we're on the wake up call on 106.5 The End.
Oh my gosh. Oh boy. you got me there. I was about to vomit there. That was rough.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, we want to know, what are you still scared of from a horror movie that you saw when you were a kid? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. We're going to get into this because we now know the reason why some of us. It's not just because we're scared. But before we do that, because of the music, let's just jump right into it. Stephanie, what horror movie scared you, still scares you?
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist. And about The Exorcist still scares you as an adult?
Ooh, I don't even like saying it, but when her head spins around, oh my God, and her eyes are so scary looking.
Yeah. Red. And,
all of the makeup for The Exorcist, everything about The Exorcist is scary. Anybody who says otherwise is absolutely not right in the head.
Definitely.
The reason why
Nearly 30% of American adults are still afraid of something. Specifically, number one, by the way, afraid of the dark. Afraid of the dark is because we were exposed to horror films too early. We saw something that scared us too early in our life.
Huh.
And it like imprints on us. And I mean, 30% of us are still scared of the dark. Are you scared of the dark?
Kinda.
Did you see something? Now, I mean, I always thought that being afraid of the dark was part of like evolution, that like it was like something that helped keep us alive when we were still living in the woods because a lot of animals hunt at night. So we were like just naturally scared of what we couldn't see. But
if it's dark, our bedroom door is shut and I am sleeping alone, I can sometimes get scared. Not always, but sometimes.
Men are actually more scared of the dark than women are.
Wussies.
But what are you still scared of because you saw it too early in a horror movie? Let's talk to Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Hi, good morning.
Good. We are talking to... Oh, yeah, you did not ask me how I was doing. It sounded like you did for a second. So what did you see in a horror movie as a kid that still scares you?
The movie Signs with Mel Gibson.
Yes.
I cannot... when I go outside, even till this day, I won't look on rooftops of houses.
Oh, now that's an interesting fear.
I don't know what any of this...
Signs?
You didn't Wait, was that M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah, the alien movie.
Yeah, but I did see that one, but I can't remember what the significance of what she's saying is. Well, what did you see? Spoiler alert, everybody.
When you outside, there was this one scene where I think he looked out the window and there was an alien standing on top of the house next to him.
Okay. Yeah.
And just staring back and it takes off running. That movie was just so freaky because it made me feel like, oh my God, this could be real.
Totally.
See, the thing that I get scared of and can't get out of my head, because I'm not somebody that likes horror movies. So I don't have a lot of frame of reference for a lot of them. I get scared thinking about the dog from the Will Smith movie, I Am Legend.
The dog was good.
Well, until he was bad.
Oh, until he was bad, yeah.
And then he was scary.
So are you scared of all German Shepherds?
Just that one.
That very specific German Shepherd.
Yeah.
And not like...
But it's in the... But I only feel this way in the dark.
Well, thank God it's very specific. If you see Will Smith with a German Shepherd in the dark, you are terrified.
Can I tell you, I say to my boyfriend almost every time, if I'm like coming back from the bathroom.
Yeah.
And let's say he's like standing in the room. Okay. Maybe he's like putting on his pajamas or something. And I'm walking to the bed and the lights are out. I say to him every time, don't move. Because I'm afraid. Because our room is so dark. I'm afraid that he's going to like touch me or something, and I just scream.
Okay. You do startle very easily. More easily than anybody I know.
I know.
Let's talk to Jordan, because Jordan, you have probably one of the most relatable ones. That you're something you saw in a horror movie that still scares you to this day. I'm scared of this too, and a lot of people forget about it, but go ahead and say what it is.
Okay, so when I was younger, my dad, for some reason, was, like, obsessed with making us watch the Final Destination movies.
Mm. And I know exactly what you're about to say.
Yeah, specifically the scene with the logs on the back of the truck.
Yep.
I have the worst anxiety while driving. I've talked to a therapist. I have, like, bad, like, idealizations of, like, any possible way that I could die, like, while I'm driving.
Really?
And it's because of that movie.
I like Holy how your God. Dad was forcing you to watch these. Like, what was he getting out of
it? That's a weirdo.
And that is so weird. We put this on Facebook. A lot of people said that.
Read the blogs on the truck.
Yeah.
I mean, that scene is triggering.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, y'all. Yay!
On a weekend, Kevin likes to have some drinks at the search bars.
Thank
you. Fun. Kevin goes all over the internet to find interesting facts to make us more interesting for his well-researched segment, Did You Know?
Did you know a moose can dive up to 30 feet underwater to eat vegetations growing there when above ground is covered in snow?
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Who would have thought a moose could swim at all?
Moose are jarringly terrifying.
Yeah.
How so?
And have you ever seen a moose in person?
No, Gavin.
The antlers are like...
The only time I've ever seen a moose in person was in a museum.
Okay.
In like a dead zoo. And I walked up to the diorama and I was always, still to this day, as an all the way grown up man, terrified of how big a moose is. It's like a prehistoric beast. Mm-hmm. It's like an animal that big shouldn't be so tall.
Why?
It just shouldn't. It's because it looks like a daddy deer. You know how all deer look like girls?
Okay, so up to their shoulders, they can get up to 6.9 feet tall. That's their shoulder.
That's the shoulder. And the sound that a moose makes is...
Was the dead moose making a sound for you?
No, but I've seen video on YouTube of like this, like, what is this terrifying sound that this guy heard? And a lot of people are like, oh, that's a Bigfoot. It's not a Bigfoot. It's a moose. And like, they scream. I don't have it. I wish I could play it for you. I don't have it ready. But like, it's like a truly terrifying thing. So like knowing that they can now they're practically underwater creatures as well. It's
only
like,
oh, for a little bit though.
I mean, yeah, at least you're gonna see him coming.
Oh, you know what, Kevin, give us the next fact and I'll try to find that moose sound.
Did you know the CIA spent nearly 5 years and $10 million to make a covert spy cat with implanted microphones to eavesdrop on the Soviets? It was ran over and killed by a car on its first mission. Wow.
Oh my God.
And if it didn't have such a depressing ending, that would have been an amazing Disney movie.
No, they implanted speakers into it. That's terrible.
Okay, so maybe not like implant stuff into it. Maybe leave that part out. Maybe it enlisted, you know?
I mean, why not just like put a speaker on its collar, like in Men in Black, Orion's belt?
Oh, they'll figure that out right away.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Of course. Like, if you saw...
I'm not a spy like you are, so you know more than I do.
Kevin, how could this situation have been resolved?
The cat getting killed?
Yeah. First of all, put a leash on it.
Right, and train it not to cross roads,
yeah,
then.
It does seem like of all the training you gave it...
Right. If it's covert...
Teach it to wait for a crosswalk.
Right, right.
Jeez.
What do we think this cat's name was?
Sylvester.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, because he was going to spy on the Soviets, so he needed a name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not so that they could just call him over?
No.
Okay. Name was probably like MB154.
The numbers, yes.
Yeah.
Although, that's kind of cool.
What, to have a name like that?
Yeah, and you're a cat spy?
Ooh, yeah.
Although, like, if you're a spy, the whole thing is to not draw attention to yourself, and cats can't not draw attention to themselves.
Yeah, but I mean, that alone is making them not draw attention to themselves, because they're just acting normal.
I guess so.
You don't want one to, like, walk in there and be like, hiss.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know it's illegal to kill a rat on Sundays in state of Iowa?
Why did you get an accent in the middle of that?
Okay, one more time without the accent.
It's illegal. Did you know it's illegal to kill a rat on Sundays in the state of Iowa?
You did it again.
What is going on with you?
Iowa.
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 Okay, what's...
Iowa.
There you go, nailed it.
God, I have to say it so angry to get it right.
As long as you get it right, I'd rather you say it angry.
Also stay angry.
What is the reason why you can't kill a rat in Iowa on Sunday?
They're holy. Only on Sundays, though.
Oh.
Rats are?
Yeah.
I feel like that
In Iowa, they are. The spirit comes to the rats, and that's their time to be in the real world.
But
and
if one doesn't cross
left.
State
yes.
lines.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
It's beautiful.
Can I take a rat that I capture on a Sunday over state line and then kill it somewhere else?
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's
They'll
fine.
Never know. They can't catch us all.
Great point.
That's what the rats say.
Do you guys want to hear a moose scream?
Oh, sure.
Okay. I hope this works. This clip scares the hell out of me.
Looks like it's holding.
This is a guy in the woods hunting for mushrooms. Okay. And this is what he hears. Okay.
Drink some water.
What?
What?
Why is this so long?
That's a moose.
He was screaming some frustration.
How are we just learning this?
Thank you, Katie. Now Whoa. You know why I'm so scared of moose.
Imagine a moose running at you screaming like that.
Right.
Terrifying.
Especially because if the comment sections are true in these videos, it's yelling at you because it wants to mate with you.
Oh my gosh.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.